This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, September 15th, 2023. At the top of the news this week, amateur radio operators are preparing for possible bad weather along the eastern U.S. coastline and points north. ARRL Sierra Harrop has the details.
Hey, John. Yeah, real fluid situation here on Friday morning as there's still a little bit of uncertainty. What we do know, Hurricane Lee is going to impact portions of northern New England in the United States and also the Canadian Maritimes. Amateur radio emergency service activations are in place from Maine on down through about Cape Cod. The National Hurricane Center station, WX4NHC, is going to be active Saturday, as is the Hurricane Watch Net and the VoIP Weather Net. ARRL Headquarters ARES staff is standing by to support the field organization in any way they need, including sending ham aid kits out. Those are ready to go, flight cases with amateur gear to be deployed as needed to hard-hit areas. Hopefully, the storm fizzles out while it's still out to sea, but amateur radio is ready and active to serve here on this Friday as we go into this hurricane weekend. Sierra Harrop, W5DX, Newington.
The ARRL Simulated Emergency Test, known as SET, is scheduled for October 7th through the 8th. The SET is ARRL's annual national emergency exercise designed to assess the skills and preparedness of amateur radio emergency service, ARES volunteers, as well as those affiliated with other organizations involved in emergency and disaster responses. The SET is open to all radio amateurs and partner organizations, in addition to national, state, and local officials. And besides ARES volunteers, those active in the National Traffic System, Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Service, the National Weather Service's Skywarn Storm Spotter Program, Community Emergency Response Team, and a variety of other allied groups and public service-oriented radio amateurs are invited to fulfill important roles in the nationwide exercise. During the exercise, volunteers can assess equipment, modes, and skills under simulated emergency conditions and scenarios. Individuals can use the time to update a go kit for use during deployment and to ensure their home station's operational capability during an emergency or disaster. To get involved, contact your local ARRL emergency coordinator or net manager. Set guidelines and report forms can be found at ARRL Simulated Emergency Test Set Guidelines at ARRL.org. And in addition to the ARRL SET exercise, as part of their communications interoperability outreach to the amateur radio community, the U.S. Department of Defense, DOD, will be conducting a DOD COMEX 23-4 exercise. That will be during the week of October 16th. They'll conduct a series of high-power HF information transmissions on 60 meters in Channel 1, 5330.5 kilohertz. This event is set to coincide with the ARRL SET exercise. On September 9, 2023, the Bridgerland Amateur Radio Club, BARC, in northern Utah, provided amateur radio communication support during Latoja, the longest one-day USA cycling-sanctioned bicycle race in America. The Latoja course consists of 200 miles of rough mountainous terrain. BARC was prepared for the challenge and had been training and working on their communications plans for more than three decades. The club's involvement with Latoja began in 1991, when the race had just 200 riders and 14 amateur radio operators. This year's event had 1,700 riders and 120 amateur radio operators, including 35 cars with amateur radio operators along for the ride. Amateur radio was engaged in every aspect of the race from start to finish, thanks to assistance of operators from Ogden, Davis County, and Salt Lake City, as well as Idaho, Wyoming, and Maryland. Section manager of the ARRL Utah section, Pat Malin, N7PAT, said that BARC members evaluate their operating skills and equipment, which is the best form of preparation for emergency communications. It's a tremendous effort and dedication from everyone, Malin said. Youth coordinator for the ARRL Utah section and former BARC president Kevin Reeve, N7RXE, said that teams deployed two mountaintop portable repeaters using batteries and solar power. three portable digipeaters, and a portable eye gate throughout the race course, in addition to setting up four command and net control centers. Reeve explained this provided continuous audio and an automatic packet reporting system, APRS, for the 35 cars covering the entire event. Reeve went on to say that a family needed to contact one of the riders because of an emergency. He stated there was no cell coverage, but we were able to locate that cyclist in about 5 minutes and then reunite them with their family in 15 minutes. BARC was founded in 1976 by Jeff Jacobson, WA7MBL, Bob Wood, WA7MXZ, and Bill Neville, WA7KMF, now a silent key, and it exists for the training and fellowship of amateur radio operators. That club currently has 227 members. Section manager of the ARRL Louisiana section, John Mark Robinson, K5JMR, has stepped down. He has held that role since April 1st of 2018. Robinson had been active in the section and Louisiana areas, and he held the emergency coordinator and both district and section emergency coordinator positions before he assumed the role of section manager. Matt Anderson, KD5KNZ, has been appointed to fill the remaining term, effective September 1st, 2023. Anderson has also held several positions in leadership, including Assistant Section Emergency Coordinator and Assistant Section Manager of the Louisiana Section. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here with his AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. After mentioning roving and other satellite operating techniques, I thought you might want a bit of information as to where you can find the important stuff, like Keplerian elements, satellites in operation, and software. AMSAT.org is your go-to place. Under ARRIS, you'll find the link over to the ARRIS website with all the frequencies and when the astronauts might be on the air. Then if you hover on the Satellite Info tab, you will find upcoming satellite operations. These are other hams that are roving. You will find when and where they will be on. There's also a link at the top of the satellite info to predict passes at your location. This is handy if you are not sure what software you would like to use, but you do want to give a shot at working a satellite. The Current Status tab will give you an insight into which satellites are operational, which have had their beacon heard, and which satellites have not been heard. There are reports throughout the day. If you listen for your favorite satellites, you can add that data to the list as well. Clicking on Communication Satellites and Telemetry-Only Satellites will show you all the current operating satellites. I would be remiss if I did not mention the Service tab and, of course, awards. I manage the awards for AMSAT, and you can find all of them on one page. I redesigned the page last weekend. Hopefully it's easier to see your favorite award. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Bruce, for that report. An email to the U.S. delegation announced that Steve Lang will become the head of the U.S. delegation to the World Radio Communications Conference, WRC 2023. He replaces Ana Gomez, who last week was confirmed by the U.S. Senate for a seat on the Federal Communications Commission. Lang is a longtime State Department official, currently serving as Deputy Assistant Secretary, International Information and Communications Policy. He has been working closely with Gomez on U.S. WRC 23 delegation preparations. A biography of Lang may be seen on the State Department website. WRC 2023 will convene in Dubai on November 20th. And of particular concern to radio amateurs in the upcoming conference agenda is continued amateur access to the 1.2 gigahertz band. You can read more of this story at ARRL.org. ARRL has announced that certificates are now available for new club-level awards. These awards are for clubs and individual members and recognize hams for their personal achievements. The new First Contact Award commemorates a ham's first contact. The new Mentor Award recognizes radio amateurs who helped newly licensed club members to get on the air. Most certificates are available as PDF documents, and they can be downloaded and printed as necessary. ARRL Field Services Manager Mike Walters, W8ZY, said, "More certificates are coming, and we want to give the clubs and individuals a way to have fun with new hams and maybe create some fun for the many of us who are not so new." Thanks, Mike, for that information. Planning is underway for a birthday party and special event to celebrate ARRL member Oscar Norris, W4OXH, as he turns 106 years old on September 25th, 2023. Licensed since 1949, Norris is the oldest living amateur radio operator in North Carolina, according to the Gaston County Amateur Radio Society president Tony Jones, N4ATJ. There will be a Ham of the Century special event station on the air to honor Norris beginning at 0000 Universal Coordinated Time on September 20th and running through 2359 UTC on October 1st. The net will be random throughout the day and on any band in any mode, and a QSL card will be available for all contacts. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues. On their webpage, you can see state activation schedules for weekly W1AW portable operations, including September 13th through the 19th, Tennessee W1AW/4, and Colorado W1AW/0, September 20th through the 26th, Texas W1AW/5, Pennsylvania W1AW/3, and New Hampshire W1AW/1. Upcoming contest, September 15th, it's the AGB Namiga contest, CW phone and digital. Then on September 16th through the 17th, several contests, the SARL VHF UHF digital contest, that's digital, of course. September 16th through the 17th, the ARRL 10 GHz up contest, CW and phone, the Scandinavian activity contest, CW, the Iowa QSO party, CW phone and digital, and the Texas QSO party, that's CW phone and digital also. Then on September 16th, the Wisconsin Parks on the Air, that's CW phone and digital. And some upcoming section and state division conventions to be aware of. On September 22nd through the 23rd, it's the HRO Superfest hosting the ARRL Wisconsin State Convention. That will be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. On September 23rd, the Red River Radio Amateur 2023 HamFest, sponsoring the ARRL Dakota Division Convention. That's in West Fargo, North Dakota. October 6th and 7th, the Slidell EOC HamFest, sponsoring the ARRL Louisiana State Convention in Slidell, Louisiana. And on October 7th, the Wichita Area and Kansas State HamFest, sponsoring the ARRL Kansas State Convention in Wichita, Kansas. And finally this week, thanks to the Clearwater Amateur Radio Club in Orofino, Idaho, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.